This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 10, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, three times in the last 3 years, Salem residents have attended public hearings to protest the closing of health services in the city. All three times, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health responded by declaring those services essential and necessary for preserving access. And all three times, the services have been shut down anyway. The closing of Spalding Rehab Hospital in 2015, Salem Hospital's Cardiac Surgery Unit in 2016, and Salem Hospital's Inpatient Pediatric Unit last month has shed light on what critics say is an ineffective and misleading oversight process. The process requires hospitals to notify the public about planned closures and the state to hold a public hearing, but the Department of Public Health has no power to prevent the closures, a fact that is not always apparent to the people who are pleading to keep the services. Under state law, hospitals are required to notify the Department of Public Health 90 days before any closure or discontinuation of services they're licensed to provide. A public hearing must be held at least 60 days before the planned closure. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. There are charges of racism in a Linn City Council race, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, this is a story we touched upon last week, but this week there's a new twist. The campaign manager for a candidate seeking to oust Linn City Councilor Richard Colucci is charging the incumbent's camp with racism. Thomas Guerlo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Linn, Paul Coombs, who is behind Eliud Alcara's bid to unseat the longtime Ward 4 councilor, made the charge Friday against Robert Tucker, a Colucci supporter. The allegation comes as the Alcala campaign is being investigated by the city's election commission. Tucker alleges the 41-year-old challenger or someone in the campaign may have forged signatures on his nomination papers. Quote, racism is clearly an underlying issue, Combs told the item. This is about suppressing voters and candidates of color. But Tucker dismissed the allegation, saying, quote, this is not about race, he said. That's completely ridiculous. This is about fraud and an attempt to deceive voters by whoever got the signatures for the Alcala campaign. They want to talk about anything but what they did. Of the 180 signatures filed by the Alcala campaign last month, 61 were rejected by the city's election office because there was no such person at the address listed. The signatures or addresses were illegible. The signer did not live in the ward, or the person signed papers more than once. That leaves him with 119 signatures. Ward council candidates need 100 signatures to be on the ballot. Last week, the Voter Commission said that they would refer the case to the Essex County District Attorney's Office, but a DA spokeswoman said they have not received the complaint. A law enforcement source told the item, such cases are rare and fraud is very hard to prosecute. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Linn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, Beverly's composting program is ready to expand, and it could just about triple if the city's Waste Reduction Committee reaches its goal, and the cost might be lower than it was under the two-year pilot program. Just over 340 households signed up to be part of the program a couple of years ago, funded with help through a $20,000 state grant. The pilot program had a limited number of slots. The grant funds the program through September. But Waste Reduction Committee member Jim Bauer said 634 households have signed up as part of the citywide program, more than half of which are new customers. The goal, Bauer said, is to have about 10% of the city's population, about 1,000 households, agree to compost by August, when the committee will be preparing for the city to take over the program. It costs $67 per household annually to compost through the pilot program. If the committee reaches its goal, it could be less than that. The committee is working with the city to give composting households a $20 rebate on their water bills, since the city is projected to save money on trash costs. More on this story, written by Ariana McNeil, in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont reports in the Gloucester Times, more than 3 weeks after opening two offers, Gloucester officials have not decided which developer will get the chance to convert the old Maplewood School building into either condominiums or an affordable housing complex. But the city's chief administrative officer says officials have met with both potential buyers to iron out some questions and clarifications, and that a decision is due this week. CAO James DeCino was quoted as saying, Both responders are very advantageous, both have significant experience, and both meet the criteria of the evaluations. Destino heads the city panel of Chief Financial Officer John Dunn, Interim Community Development Director Greg Catamatori, Purchasing Agent Donna Compton, and General Counsel Chip Payson evaluating the bids. More in the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with the North Shore Sports Update. Well, Peabody native and Endicott College men's basketball coach Kevin Betancourt is headed to the Bucknell College Hall of Fame. He'll be entering the school's 39th Hall of Fame class. At Bucknell, Betancourt was a two-year captain, a two-time MVP, and started all 123 games in his college career and scored 1,577 points. He's also a member of the Peabody High Hall of Fame. The North Shore Navigators are home tonight to play host to Wachusett. It is a 7 o'clock first pitch. They're on the road Tuesday night at Pittsfield, at Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday, and on the road at Nashua on Thursday. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.